Let us rise as we are able. 634 is our gathering hymn. 634. Good morning, St. John's, American Falls. It really is relationship more than it is place. It feels good to be home this morning. Let us center ourselves on the God who has created, who has redeemed, and sanctifies. As we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worship your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Verses 1, 3, 4, 5, 8, 55. Thank you.
time, to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
Good morning. The first reading this morning is from Daniel chapter 7. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and the ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and his hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was fiery flame, and its wheels was burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed presence. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away. And his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
It is Psalm 93, and we'll read it responsively. The Lord is king. He is robed in majesty.
The Lord is robed.
He is girded with strength. He has established the world. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old.
You are from everlasting.
The floods have lifted up, O Lord.
The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring.
More majestic than the thunders of the mighty waters.
More majestic than the waves of the sea. Majestic on high is the Lord.
Your decree is sure. Holiness benefits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Our second reading is from Revelation chapter 1. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sin by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priest serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on the account of him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to this." The Gospel of the Lord. And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. For the better part of 2,000 years now, the name Pontius Pilate has been uttered every day as the daily Mass is said. In the Near East at the beginning, then in Europe, Africa, Greater Asia, and now the Americas. Wherever the Divine Liturgy, the Eucharist, choose your word, is celebrated and the Apostles' or Nicene Creed is said during the table of the word, we say, or we hear, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Now you and I, Father David, St. John's Lutheran, have journeyed together with Jesus and his followers from Galilee to Jerusalem as that three-year pilgrimage is recounted in the Gospel of Mark. The last of our readings from Mark was last week. Sunday after Sunday, since the last day of March, and the church's liturgical year now ends this week on Christ the King. And we leave the Gospel of Mark for 2 years and start the journey again from Galilee to Jerusalem with the Gospel of Luke for the 52 Sundays following. Next Sunday is the new year in Christendom, the first Sunday of Advent. And so I will bid you all New Year early today, as I will be celebrating Eucharist and the New Year and the first Sunday of Advent at St. Luke's Episcopal in Idaho Falls, as we also begin the journey with Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. Jesus' journey has now today reached its climax. And at Jesus' trial, Pontius Pilate asks Jesus, "Are you a king?" This middling Roman functionary who represents Caesar in Rome, this middling Roman functionary in a backwater, an insignificant strip of land, far from being coveted as an outpost, is filled with those annoying and disputatious Jews. And he asks Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now, in his cross-examination, Jesus answers that his is not of this world. The Gnostic mind, that's pronounced Gnostic, can jump to the conclusion that Jesus' kingdom is not of this world, but awaits us after death in a different existence. That is a half-truth at best. When Jesus says his kingdom is not of this world, he means his kingdom is of a different kind than of this world. The kingdoms of this world have armed legions to enforce their will on lesser armed kingdoms and individuals. The functionaries in the kingdoms of this world are filled with middling functionaries whose behavior soon reveals that the true function of the functionary is to rise closer and closer to Caesar, to bask in the reflected glory of the emperor, or to come striking distance to seize the throne itself in order to execute the power of the throne on the people or on lesser kingdoms and their people or some combination of both. The kingdoms of this world operate under this law: eat or be eaten, climb, run, produce, accumulate the symbols of your status as an eater, a shark. Never pray. Present yourself as a force to beat. Now, Jesus' kingdom, by his own words, is decidedly not of this world. As he said several times in this year's reading of St. Mark, to James and John, you will remember them, the Boanerges, the sons of thunder, and as reported by St. Matthew, their mother, Salome, you don't understand how real power works, do you? Don't covet the world's definition of power. The power by which the cosmos operates is derived by and from its creator. And this creator is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, his heavenly Father. You see, in Jesus' kingdom, the power of his Father, the power which created the cosmos, heals the incurable. This power feeds those without bread. This power gives water to the parched. It shares presence with those in prison. It opens the eyes of the blind to the truth. And this power forgives us all our sin. And all out of fatherly goodness and kindness and love. The power which undergirds the entire cosmos is love. This power spreads through love. We love because he first loved us. Jesus was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He is always crucified under Pontius Pilate. He is always betrayed with a kiss. Jesus has made Pontius Pilate and Judas quite famous, and famous forever. Pilate is remembered every day, out loud, on every continent on the globe. He's a celebrity. So how did Jesus do this? I love this story. In 1964, Nikita Khrushchev, who was the premier of the Soviet Union, had been deposed. He had, he'd taken the Stalinist regime down after Stalin's death, and the reign of terror was ended. 10 years later, he was rewarded by being exiled out of Moscow forever. In-house arrest, you might call it. He stayed in the Soviet Union, but was no longer in the capital. A team of Swedish journalists went in, and they interviewed him. And they asked him, one of many questions that came up, was did he regret that his body would now not be in the Kremlin walls? And he kind of chuckled and he said, no, it will probably be just down the street here at the local church, which had been a church, was then a museum. He said, but you know, I wouldn't mind being buried in Israel. The Swedish journalist, why would you want to be buried in Israel? And he said, perhaps without believing it, I understand Israel has the highest resurrection rate in the world. The body of Christ is always crucified under Pontius. The body of Christ will always be betrayed by a kiss. But Sunday morning comes, and Jesus is King. This is Christ the King, Sunday. And every Sunday, we gather to celebrate what Nikita Khrushchev said. Israel has the highest rate of resurrection in the world. Keep in mind also today, please, what the apostle wrote to the Romans in the second chapter. The law only restrains evil. The law is good. It restrains evil. But it is the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, God's undeserved goodness, which transforms hearts and leads to repentance and new life. Our hymn of the day is 434.
Thank you.
Let us rise as we're able, as we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rooted in God's abundant love for the world, let us pray for our neighbors, the church, and all of creation. Revive our congregations, synods, and national church body to reflect the love, justice, kingship of your kingdom. Raise up diverse leaders who teach and serve your people. Merciful God, nourish parched lands and bring relief to flooded places. Protect wildlife habitats and endangered species, that the chorus of creation's praise resound with joy. Merciful God, grant wisdom to the leaders who govern, legislate, and deliberate on our behalf. Advance your nonviolent reign of justice seeking through their work. Merciful God, draw near to those who are detained, on trial, or incarcerated. Transform systems of retribution into systems of reconciliation and restoration. Empower activists who advocate for change. Merciful God, remind us of your enduring love in all seasons. Guide the planning efforts of worship leaders and volunteers who usher our congregations into a meaningful. Merciful God, in your eternal presence, the saints sing of your majesty. Join our voices with theirs in praise to the one who loves us and frees us from sin. Merciful God, we offer our prayers to you, gracious God, especially on behalf of those whom we name in our hearts. Trusting in your boundless love for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the announcements.
I did the first commandment. The second commandment would be today, why do you think people didn't bring their kids? What's the second commandment? Yeah, they said, Patty knows all the back our kids.
Actually, someone texted me and said, I'd come cuddle with you on the stairs, but nope. We'll wait till next time.
She's feeling pretty lonely up here.
Yeah. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is Christ the King Sunday. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Hey to Sammy Landvik and VJ Julio. Happy anniversary today to John and Mary Annan. Happy birthday this week to Nadine Carter, Thomas Lute, Kim Ferguson, Boone Julio, Nathan Moracle, and Rebecca Bitticoffer. Happy anniversary this week to Jared and Jill Gearing and Charlie and Tracy Woodworth. The altar flowers are given to the glory of God today in a loving celebration of Dustin and Honey Allen's 25th wedding anniversary from Sid, Marilyn, Shanice, and Annika. It should be in the announcements that we are going to decorate, change the church over to Christmas mode on Saturday at 9 a.m. We could use help. I'm just the cleaner. What am I talking about? Are there any other announcements? Obviously they are, because Marla's up here.
Just a side note, when Pastor Nate was here, okay, those of us that can hark back that far, that's a long time ago, he would do the Ten Commandments before confession.
Yes, it's done all the time in the Anglican community.
Yeah, and so, but he had hand signs. Do you do hand signs? Yeah, Pastor Nate Hansen. Yeah, and it was, I am the Lord your God, your God's before me. And you did the whole hand signs. Thou shalt not kill was a gun. And the one about marriage, you shall not covet another man's wife, whatever, was a touch your ring. But I can't do all the hand signs. But it just made you think. You just didn't have confession because it made you think, well, did I do any of that all week long? And the answer was, yeah, probably. Yeah, so I really liked that. So I appreciate, even if there's no kids here, I would like to hear them. Okay, but I'm up here for a different reason. Tomorrow night starts the 16th year of AF Daily Bread. 16 years we've done this, or going to be doing this. Okay, it all began because I went to Fallon, Nevada for my son's wedding, but they wanted me there early for the bridal shower. I stayed with different people. Anyway, and I went with this woman that I was staying with her, she and her husband, but she went to Fallon Daily Bread. I could stay out in the country at their house by myself with her husband, or I could go do something. Well, I'm going to go do something, and I got to serve that night, okay? And on the way back out into the country, she goes, where you live, do they do anything like this? And I go, no, we're just a little tiny town. You know, we don't have anything. And because they did it every single Monday and every single Thursday. Think of that. The Lions Club took a Monday. The Elks Club took a Thursday. This sorority did this. Every single Monday and every single Thursday throughout the year they did it. I'm going, we are little. We can't do that, you know. And right then I said, there simply isn't enough. And Jesus sent chills through my body. There isn't enough, okay? So then I get back and Pastor John is here, who I'd never met. I went and it was feeding thousands, and the disciple says, there is not enough. And the chills went through me, and God goes, you need to start a meals ministry. And I'm going, are you crazy? I don't even like to cook. I'm not starting any meals ministry. Well, and then I went to Pastor John and said, God wants me to start a meals ministry. And he goes, doesn't it mean feeding the word? No, that's not what it means. And the church council went to them, and they said, we can't give you a blanket yes to this proposal because we don't even know what you're proposing. And I said, That's true. So I stood up in front of the church and I said, anybody that's interested in this, show up next Sunday. Or I think I did it two Sundays in a row, and the third Sunday I said, stay after church. Got it. 40 people stayed. And I'm going, God, you're so serious about this. And I said, okay, we need, you know, we need to have an inventory of the kitchen. We need to know health rules. We need to know this and this. I'll do it. 2 weeks later, we came back and we talked about what we learned. And I said, now what are we going to do? And they decided we'd start the last Monday of every month and see how it would go, if it would go. And then we had to practice. And I called the Fallon Daily Bread people and said, how do you know what you were doing? Why did you do it that way? You know, because I've only put cantaloupe on people's plates because it was the end of June. And so they gave me some guidance. And then we had to practice. I said, okay, we need to do a practice meal before we open this up to the public. And so I said, we're going to sign up. If you want to be a guest or if you want to help cook. And we had 40 people sign up to be the guests that we practiced on. And Sharon, I think, and I don't know if whoever else, was part of the cooks that night. It was amazing. That was in October, and we opened our first time in November, and we had 20 people come. Pastor John said, I would have been excited if five, and I was amazed. But we had 20 people from the community come. And now, like last month, we served over 100. Yes. It's not me, though. It's never been. So if you have ever helped, I know Gary has helped, Patty's helped cook and dishes, and Chuck and Sharon, we couldn't do without. I think they've done dishes for 16 years. If you've attended, we've got Chris and Kelly who are there that run the kitchen, and Chris sets up all those tables. The scouts are now on Monday nights, and they're helping put everything away because we have basketball here during the week, so every table and every chair has to come down. We've got Tom and Pat Lute who are gathering the cooks that come in every time. Do you know how many times St. John's in those years has actually cooked the meal? Counting Patty's family that cooked one time or twice. How many times have you cooked? Twice? Three times? Twice. The church itself that sponsored the meal, three times. That's all. It's always been the community that's come and supported us. But we still couldn't do it in that room, in that gym, without the support of the council, without the support of the pastors, without the support of you guys. Oh, there's one other little, just to cement in your head how God was going to do this. I had a farmer, as I came through the door, he goes, Marla, you're going to need money for this. And I said, I prayed about that. And I said, God said the children need milk, so I'm going to need money. Okay, so I was sitting with Edith in my regular spot over there, but with Edith at that time. And his son reached across me with a folded up check. And I opened that check, and it was $1,000. I looked at Edith, and I said, God is not giving up on this idea. I'm ready to, no, I heard you wrong. Let's not do this. And God always said my job wasn't to worry about feeding the people. My job was to love them as they came through the door. Okay, so if anybody else, I've forgotten Marita and Arnie. Hello back up there, Ellen. All of the people that come in to do dishes. And our meal tonight is the EMTs. EMS are cooking soups. And I'm hoping for pie to go with that, just personal note, but come and support by attending, and just thank you for all the years.
Just one more announcement. This has to do with Advent. Next year begins next Sunday. The Gospel of Luke has 24 chapters. As a great Advent calendar, I suggest we all read one chapter of St. Luke beginning next Sunday through the 24th of December, when we will end with the 24th chapter, the beginning of Christmas. It's a great Advent calendar, that Gospel of Luke.
Offering this time.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of eternal life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join in ending him. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, he gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is he who invites you to receive him in this sacrament. Let it only be he to restrain you from receiving him today.
All is prepared. Come forward as you were called by the Lord.
The body and blood of our Lord Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us rise as we're able. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Let us rise as we process into the world to love and serve. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.